I really
thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm operating like I've never used a computer before.
Yeah.
How old are your children? I know you have three.
My oldest son, he's 16. Oh. And then the second oldest, my daughter, she's 14, or she will be 14. This is the worst part of dads. Dads never know the exact age.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ajumma Squad. This week, we are going to be celebrating Father's Day. And for that, we are going to pay some due respect for those single fathers out there. So we're bringing in Mr. James Miller, a follow of ours, and a special guest today to give us a lowdown on single fatherhood.
James, I saw your Facebook. And yeah. Your the food that you cook for your kids, that is like one level up. That's like next level up.
For me.
Anything I prepare for my children. I'm literally like, here's your plate. You're all like, it's all garnished and has like whole knives on it. I'm like, I'm failing as a mother right now to this single dad.
No. Here's the secret. This is the big secret. All right. I cook it for me. And I make enough for them. I just needed to figure out like a better way to do all this. And there's a million great things out on Instagram. So there's a lot of channels that I follow and a lot of ideas I pull, a lot of great people to follow. And I just love it.
It's like supplied for you now, you know?
Yeah, I'm pretty jealous of this younger generation.
Agreed.
James, you're making us look bad as moms. Joanne's a baked potato lady. And
I'm the order of the team stuff. Yes. What are your challenges as a whole, as a single father?
The most difficult thing is trying to be mentally prepared for what could come up next and to stay calm and collected because they need my trust, right? And the other choice is that they don't ever tell you at all and talk to someone else who doesn't give them as great advice to deal with it.
So I have two little girls and I know it's hard. We have a code word. Where she says that code word, I promise that I will not get upset. You say peaches, I say peaches, go for it. And she'll just unleash a torrent on me. And I'm just like, I don't know how to process all.
That's so great. I'll have to try something like that.
So, I mean, due to time, let's just get right to it. So what is dating life like now?
Oh my goodness. And the hardest part about the whole thing is I don't go to bars anymore, right? I don't go to clubs anymore. I don't hang out with large crowds anymore or my group of friends, right? So all those connections and possibilities and chances that you're gonna meet somebody, they're all gone.
No, so, you don't need that. You just swipe. I swipe. I was like left. Honestly, I don't even know if I swiped correctly for this one, but it was by chance that it was good.
Gotta try something else because my profile says 42 years old and I can't change that.
You're 42, dude. Accept it.
So, what is the best part about being a dad?
I had an answer for this. I had a thought. It's the win, you know? It's when they come to you and they can trust you, you know, and that's the win, right? Or, you know, hey, Dad, I did this really well today, and that's the win. Or if I ask my daughter, you know, how was school today? And she doesn't say fine, but she goes into like a splur or something else. Like, that's the win, all of that. And I enjoy every moment of it. And, you know, if we're sitting down and we're having dinner, you know, I ask them, like, how's the food? If they say it's good, I know it's not good. But if they're like, oh, this is great, you know, and they start talking about it. So those are the wins. And that's what I always go for. It's what I always look for.
That's amazing.
And I mean, but this is my last question, I think. If you have any encouraging words for struggling dads, single dads, what would those words be as encouragement?
Words of encouragement.
What is like, if you could write something on your mirror that you look at first thing, I don't know, in the evening or whenever you, well, I don't know what your schedule is, whenever you wake up, look at the mirror and you had a message to yourself, what would that message be to encourage yourself every day?
Just to keep moving forward. Don't look back. Don't look back. Right? Don't dread whatever went wrong. You know, and stay positive no matter what. If you can't find the good in something, search harder. Right? Don't let the bad days bring you down. And when they come up, you should just pass them like a breeze. So yeah, you just keep moving forward. It'll all work out. It'll all be fine. And pray, definitely pray.
Since we're, seriously, that was such a treat and so much more than we had expected. So we really appreciate you giving us your time and giving us your lowdown and getting down to the nitty gritty and give us your personal. Really, really appreciate it.
All right, ladies, it was great meeting you. Thank you for having me.
And I'm really, really happy to inspire other single dads. You know, like,
nice to know them and feel the same way that we do. I think that's how I met.
It's 1 o'clock.
Sorry. That's me. I actually told them
it's 2 o'clock.
Sorry.